Siman Reish Tzayi Tes Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says that somebody is making Havdalah, is Mavdal Al Yayin, Al Shachonai. Now, it does not necessarily mean he's sitting by his table. It means that he's in the room that he's about to start eating. Since he's making Havdalah, he's about to start eating in that room. So that Bari Pirgof, that he makes an Havdalah, is considered like a Haschola, beginning of the Suda of the Mamalka, is about to eat. And therefore, if he plans to drink more Yayin during the Suda, does not have to make a Bari Pirgof on it. Usually, if you drink Yayin during a Suda, you have to make a Bari Pirgof, and it's not patted by the Hamoitzi. But here, the Bari Pirgof of the Havdalah can pat the Yayin that's during the Suda, because it's considered that it's Yayin Shlefnei Hamozen, Haschola, Sasuda, and a patted of the Yayin you're going to have during the meal. The Yei Sharbim is a second sheet here in Shulchan Aruch, that no, the Havdalah you make is not considered a Haschola from the Suda. The only way the Haschola of the Suda is with the Havdalah, that the Bari Pirgof of the Havdalah patted of the Yayin you're going to drink during the Suda, it's only if you mamish wash for mitzi, then you make an havdalah. Before you make mitzi, so it's after the tilas yadayim, then the havdalah is considered like a haschalah for the suda. And the Ramah continues that according to the shita, if you made havdalah before you wash for mitzi, you have to make a alagafim apirigafim, a bracha achas me'in sholosh, because it's considered completely separate from the suda. That's what Mishtabur explains the Ramah's continuation, the hemshach from this yeshayimrim. And according to the shita, so you have to make alagafim before you start the Suda, before you wash your mitzi, because Havdalah has no shaykhus, no relationship with the Suda. Mishnah Berurah says, since Halacha Sabbath brachas l'hakol, so therefore, in such a case, that you made Havdalah, and then you wash your mitzi, and made mitzi, and wandering yayin during the Suda, on the one hand, you should not make alagefen before you wash your mitzi, and also, on the other hand, when it comes to the Suda, you also should not make a new bar piragafen. Now, since Sabbath brachas l'hakol, we always veer on the side of caution, so to speak, to make less brachas, so we have a suffix. So therefore, we're going to assume that this Bari Piragofen is considered connected to the Suda. You're not going to make Al-Gefen before you start the Suda, nor you can make a new Bari Piragofen during the Suda. Siv Ches, the Mechaber says that somebody who's making a Bari Piragofen before the Suda is going to pater the Yayin Shetech Suda, which is the case either where he made the Bari Piragofen after you wash a Moitzi, or according to some Shudas, even before the Moitzi. So the Mechaber says he also did not make Al-Gefen the Kodesh HaAvdolah, because it's part of the Suda, same way it's patting the Yayin Shebeseicha Mosen, also is not in its own Al-Gefen. Then the Mechaber discusses somebody only has Pesach of one cup of wine. So right now he's making the Bari Piragofen by Avdolo, but he thinks the more Yayin is coming. So he thinks that he's going to be having more Yayin Teich HaSuda. And he makes the Avdolo in his first Kais. And Lamaisa now, no one brought him any more Yayin, so he does not have any more Yayin Teich HaSuda. And benching also does Brichas Mosen below Kais, without a Kais, because he doesn't have any more yayin. The old days they tend to bench al-kais much more than we do. But he didn't have any more yayin. They did not bring him the yayin. He thought they were going to bring him. So he benched the al-kais. So the Mechaber, then at the very end, after benching, he has to make al-gefen on the original kais of Avdolah. Because since that kais of Avdolah did not patter up any yayin, shteich suda, so it did not connect to the suda. And now he has to make an al-gefen on the kais of Avdolah much later after he has the whole suda, after benching for the suda. If he had more yayin during the suda, so that connects the original yayin to the Suda, and then the benching patters it up. If he has one more kais that he uses for kais shebrachas hamosen, so after drinks that, makes al-gefen, the al-gefen can go back to the Havdalah also. If he does not have any more yayin, so now this yayin of Havdalah is considered separate from the Suda, and not patter any yayin shebrachas Suda, and needs his own al-gefen after the Suda is over. Now Mishnah Berurah explains really this is a machlekes. The Shita of Machab brings down, Machab Axis brings up Shem Yesh Bishayimr, it's Yesh Emrim. This is the Shita of the Torah. However, the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah says, look at the Magen Avraham, who proves that the Rosh, the Torah's father, did not hold like this, and the Bir Agra from the Gaon also goes like the Magen Avraham, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that if one does not anticipate he'll have more yayin during the Suda, so he should make al gefen after he makes Avdalah. However, if he does anticipate that he's going to have more yayin to the Suda, and then it didn't happen, he never got any more yayin to the Suda, we can rely that the bench at the end of the Suda does patter up the yayin of Avdalah. This case can be negea if somebody is making Havdalah on, let's say, on Matzah Yom Kippur. It's very common. People are starting to eat right afterwards. Or let's say Tishba falls out on Sunday, or it's Nitcha from Shabbos to Sunday, and one's making Havdalah, the Matzah Shabbos, the Havdalah on Matzah Tishba, and they plan eating right afterwards. In generally these cases, people do not plan having more Yayin to Chasuda, so after a timeless, they have the Yayin of Havdalah, but that's generally it. So the psak is that they should make Al-Gefen after Havdalah. However, if they did plan having more Yayin to Chasuda, they don't make al-gefen after the Havdalah, and then they will be patterned by the benching at the end of the Malamalko, or the Matzitishbov case, at the end of the meal they have, that benching will patter up. So if you're not planning to have more Yayin Tichasuda, then you make al-gefen after the Yayin Havdalah. If you are planning to have more Yayin Tichasuda, then we rely on benching at the end.